Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. When you deal with someone who's not afraid of change, not stuck in their comfort zone and willing to make a change, those ones are easy. We've all seen those. We've all dealt with it where literally they come to you and say, what is it that you do? Great. Here's my issue. I want what you have. Here's my credit card. How do I sign up today? Super easy. I was talking to somebody yesterday about the fact that I am a very easy customer. And so was he, the person I was talking to, where like, I know what I want. I know what my issues are in that situation, right? Let's say I want to join a gym and I know I want to join a gym and I know how gyms work. When I go to sign up for a new gym, when I move to a new area, I don't need the tour. I don't need the sales pitch. I don't need all of the stuff, right? Like I want a little tour just so I can become familiar with it, but I don't need the standard demo walkthrough explanation, sit down, let's talk about my health goals. What do I want? Like, I don't need any of that. I already know what I want. It's super easy. How do I sign up? And how am I going to pay for it? And how does this work? That's it, right? So I'm super easy when I know what I want. Now, if I don't know what I want, I need some help and some guidance. But then once it becomes clear, if again, I have a square peg goal and you have a square peg solution, awesome. Let's go. How do I pay for this and move forward? So there's always going to be that small percentage of the people you're dealing with that are easy, right? They know what they want, maybe have some questions, and then it's really order taking. It's really admin. It's really paperwork and process and money collecting at that point. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. Those are nice and refreshing and sometimes actually worrying because you're like, wait, that was too easy. What is wrong? If you're used to difficult transactions. And so those are always fun. And that's just a percentage of the population. The challenge is that for most people I see that are acting more like order takers than sales professionals, they're relying on those. They're hoping for those and they are living off of those. But that percentage of the population is never enough to fully sustain your sales career. It'll never be enough to hit your quota. It'll never be enough to hit bonuses and commissions and close more so that you can make more money, which is what's missing. That's why order takers struggle with being successful in sales long-term, maybe even short-term, because they're relying on the easy ones or the Bob Berg advice, which is if I help people, if they know, like, and trust me, that will be enough. And of course, that is not what he says is full advice, but I hear that a lot where people just feel like if I can just get people to trust me or like me or know that I care about them, then they're going to buy from me. And so that's kind of gotten us to this point in the process, right? No, like, and trust. Now we're at the hope step. And I don't mean the hope, your hope, you wanting to hope that they're going to buy. It's you being the purveyor of hope. And that is the key. That's where we are right now, is in the hope step. So why do I call this hope? Because again, you're giving them the path. If you remember, weeks ago, I talked about the fact that your job is not as a salesperson, right? It's not as the hero. It's not as the person or the company who's going to come in and fix everything and it's amazing. And then you've got the perfect solution. And once you help them, there's going to be a parade in your honor and confetti from the sky and trophies and awards because you're so amazing as the hero. Absolutely not. Remember, your role, your job is to be the guide. And again, this is an important point, and this is a very important place to put this reminder in here.